This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Apugapak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the BRICS summit in Rio de Janeiro that begins tonight to enhance cooperation among the member countries. The 17th edition of BRICS summit will take up issues of global governance reforms, climate change challenges, artificial intelligence, and among other things. During the summit, the Prime Minister is also likely to hold bilateral meetings with other leaders on the sidelines. After the two-day summit, a bilateral visit to Brasilia will follow, the first by an Indian Prime Minister in nearly six decades. Union Minister for Cooperation Amit Shah has said that cooperative societies have an important contribution in the economic development of the country. Shah said this while inaugurating various developmental works of Amul and NDDB in Anand, Gujarat, on the occasion of completion of 4 years of the Ministry of Cooperation. Union Home Minister Amit Shah added that 2 lakh new PACs, Sahakarita University, 3 cooperative societies related to the production and sale of food grains, and 3 cooperative societies related to dairy together will further strengthen the cooperative movement of the country. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh is scheduled to inaugurate the Controllers Conference 2025 in New Delhi tomorrow. The 3-day conference is being hosted by the Defence Accounts Department. The Ministry of Defence, in a statement, said that the event will feature 8 high-level business sessions covering areas such as budget reforms, account reforms, internal audit restructuring, collaborative research, pricing innovation, and capacity building. The theme for this year's conference is Transforming Financial Advice, Payment, Audit, and Accounting Through Defence, Finance, and Economics. Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended his warmest wishes to His Holiness the Dalai Lama on his 90th birthday on behalf of 1.4 billion Indians. In a social media post, Modi described the Dalai Lama as an enduring symbol of love, compassion, patience, and moral discipline. Governor K.T. Parnaik also extended his warmest greetings and profound respect to His Holiness, the 14th Dalai Lama, on the occasion of his 90th birthday. The governor, in his message, said that His Holiness the Dalai Lama is a living embodiment of compassion, peace, and timeless wisdom. Governor K.T. Parnaik participated in the inaugural commemoration of the 125th birth anniversary of Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee at Golden Jubilee State Banquet Hall, Itanagar, today. While addressing the gathering, the governor emphasized that the occasion is more than just a remembrance. It is a powerful call, especially to the youth, to draw inspiration from Dr. Mukherjee's courage, conviction, and selfless service. The governor urged the youth of the state to embrace deep pride in their traditional heritage, art, culture, land, and languages, while simultaneously showing equal courage in excelling across science, sports, technology, innovation, and entrepreneurship. Chief Secretary Manish Gupta, State Minister for Law Kento Jini, and other dignitaries also attended the celebrations. Deputy Chief Minister Chaunamin today joined hundreds of devotees, dignitaries, and members of Tibetan community at Dargeling Tibetan settlement in Tezu to celebrate the 90th birth anniversary of His Holiness the 14th Dalai Lama. In his speech, the DCM described His Holiness as not only a spiritual leader for Tibetan people, but also a beacon of peace and compassion for the entire world. He further praised resilience and cultural pride of the Tibetan people residing across India. The celebration was also attended by ministers Wangki Lowang and Pasang Dorji Sona, along with local MLA Dr. Mohesh Chai and others. As part of the nationwide Nasha Mukt Abhiyan, Tirap Desi Techu Aran, along with the Deputy Director ICDS and Dipro Khonsa, visited the New Life Foundation Rehab Center at Old Tupi Khonsa yesterday. The visit was aimed at raising awareness about substance abuse, advocate for a drug-free society, and to extend support to individuals undergoing rehabilitation. During the visit, the DC conducted a thorough inspection of the facility to ensure adherence to health and safety standards and to assess the overall environment for the inmates' recovery. The visit highlighted the Tirap administration's commitment to create a supportive ecosystem for rehabilitation and fostering a long-term vision for a drug-free community. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.